Because look, folks, we don't have everything figured out. You don't have everything figured out, right? We all are, you know, on the same plane. We're in the same world. We have the same word of God. We all deal with struggles. We all have problems. Issues arise where, you know, we need a solution. And you know what? We need God's wisdom. We need to read the word of God, but we also need to pray and ask for wisdom. The problem is this, is that people often seek the wisdom of this world for spiritual problems. You understand? They have a spiritual problem, so they go to the wisdom of this world to solve that spiritual problem. No, we need God's wisdom, okay, to solve those things. So let me give you a couple characteristics of the wise men, okay? First and foremost, the wise men, this is very basic, but this is important. The wise men is always growing, okay? And by the way, this obviously applies to the women as well. But for the sake of just, you know, using the text here, we're going to talk about the wise man. The wise man is always growing. What does that mean? Well, he avoids being a stagnant Christian. See, a lot of times Christians can become very complacent, apathetic. They just kind of, well, I'm already saved. I got the Bible. I read my chapter a day. I read 5 chapters a day. This is what I do. But a wise man, on the other hand, is not content with just being there. He wants to continue to grow. He wants to add to his faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance brotherly kindness, and so on. You know, a wise man understands the value of growth, okay? Whereas those who are not wise, they're just kind of like, I'll let life happen to me instead of them happening to life, okay? He understands that there is always more to learn, more to do, that there is something that he wants to obtain that he does not know. And so a wise man doesn't act like he knows everything. He understands that he doesn't. The fool is the one who says, I know. I know. You know, you try to teach him something, he's like, oh, I know that. I know. Yeah, I know. You know, you try to impart some knowledge and some wisdom. I know that. Yeah, I know. I know. That's like their favorite phrase to use. I know. And what do we know about the Bible? We know that when a person says, I know, I know, I know, most of the time, they don't know. They want to portray themselves as being a person of knowledge and wisdom when they don't really have it. Whereas the wise man is humble enough to understand, I don't know everything. I just want to learn. And if this person has information that I don't have, I'm humble enough to actually learn from this person. And look, folks, you know, me as a pastor, I don't know everything there is to know about the Bible. Now, I do know a lot about the Bible because this is my job. If I didn't know a whole lot about the Bible, I shouldn't be pastoring, okay? Obviously, I know the Word of God. I read it from cover to cover, but there's always more to learn. And here's the thing is that I'm always calling my pastor friends to ask them about passages of Scripture that are a little more difficult for me to understand. Why? Because the fact is that I don't know everything there is to know about the Bible yet. The Bible is an inexhaustible book. There's not, you know, you can't learn it all in one lifetime. You're always learning. The wise man needs to have that type of attitude. Look at Proverbs 1, verse 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Look at verse 5. A wise man will hear. Now, I know you're listening, but are you hearing? A wise man will hear, and look what it says, and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So what does the Bible tell us? The Bible's saying that the wise person is constantly increasing his knowledge.